If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And before we get to who's joining us today, I just want to do some housekeeping. So starting this week, we will be shifting our schedule momentarily to Monday, Thursday, Friday. I have actually something going on this week, so I can't do the podcast on Wednesday. And then after that, we're going to have softball games starting up on every Wednesday. So Wednesdays are becoming bad for us, so we're shifting to a Monday, Thursday, Friday schedule. So there's that. Got that out of the way. And of course, now joining me as always, we got Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
Doing great. I'm excited for the Olympics. We got some great action tonight. I got a best bet on it. But I'm more excited because we are joined by a guest tonight, longtime listener, first-time caller. He's actually going to be walking us through our topic of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome T-Rank. Rank, what's popping?
Wow, what an introduction. I appreciate you guys letting me join today. I have a topic that is likely to lose the listeners money, but nonetheless, we'll hash it out, get some thoughts on it.
Go on. Did we lose him?
I don't know.
You want me to go
yeah,
on?
Right yeah, yeah. Send it. Alrighty. Send it, bro.
All righty. So yesterday I was watching the White Sox Brewers Sunday night baseball game because it is the only sport left on TV, it seems like, besides the Olympics.
Yep.
But anyway, I noticed as I'm watching that there's these live bets. You can bet pitch by pitch the result of each pitch. And there's three options on each of these. One is a ball or hit by the pitch. Two, strike or foul ball. And three, in play.
Interesting.
Now, the first two are what I want to hone in on. They're both at plus money, around plus 130. I think from what I saw yesterday, all the way up to like plus 150.
Wow.
And I know very little about baseball. I obviously played it growing up, but I'm not, I'm not a sharp. I'm not like Moneyball or anything like that. But I know that it is very rare for a ball to be hit in play, especially on the first pitch of the at-bat. So it got me thinking, what if you placed two bets, one on the strike or foul ball, and two on the ball or hit by pitch on the same pitch. And if either of those results hit, you win a little money.
Basically, I don't hate that.
It's an arbitrage if the first pitch isn't put in play.
Exactly.
I love that. I love that. I think what we need to dig and find is like what percentage of first pitches are put in play. Because as long as that is low enough and you're like guaranteed money, like, well, I guess like that's kind of like Anchorman, like 60% of the time it works every time. It's kind of a contradiction. But if we know like 80% of the time it's not going to be put in play, then that's like guaranteed money like 80% of the time. So I'm a huge fan of that. When you texted me, I'm not going to lie, I felt stupid. I had no idea what you were talking about.
I did not explain it well via text.
I didn't think you could bet on every pitch. That's kind of nuts to me.
Yeah, it's fast pace. That's for sure. And I started doing it on like the fourth and the fifth pitch at bat of the at bat. And I won both times. But I really think that the first pitch is kind of where you'd want to focus. Because batters are just like, they're walking up there and taking it.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
What sports book are you using? Are you using DraftKings?
Yeah, DraftKings.
Okay, I'm not sure if I've seen that on FanDuel. I haven't looked. But I do think that all sports books will eventually offer it. And I think it's even leaning towards people being in the stands and betting on like outcomes of pitches.
For sure. And the worst part about this is I'm on Hulu Live. So there's a mega delay. I'm betting on the seventh pitch of the at bat for the next batter as I'm watching, you know, the previous batter still hit on Hulu Live.
Major but, oof. And that's even more of a proof where it'd be almost better or beneficial to be at the event and betting on these things as they happen.
For sure.
Would you be betting on like the first pitch of every single at bat in a game, or are you talking like just the first pitch of every single game?
No, first pitch of every at bat.
Okay. So that's another thing to keep in mind is that's going to be very tedious and very like you have to be there and paying attention and focused.
Or just as long as you watch it, right? Like no one watches an entire baseball game. Like if you just want to throw a couple cheddar down on like the fourth inning, then you're just betting the first pitch of like six or seven at bats.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that's what you did, Rank.
Yeah, I just, you know, I stayed tuned for, I think it was like the seventh and eighth inning before I went to bed. Okay. And I'll be honest though, live betting, they get closed out so early, like suspended, you know, try to place live bet and it just grays out. That's pretty frustrating. But I think if you stayed with it, you know, we'll see. Tonight, that's my best bet, by the way. I'm just going to watch a baseball game and put some first pitch strikes and balls down, and we'll see how it goes.
Please do. And you can be our correspondent on this. We can be like one of the first, you know, podcasts to fully dive into this experience. And if we can be like the first ones to be like, hey, this is actually successful. We have numbers to back this up. Like it could be revolutionary for us.
Yeah. To the moon.
And this is your first time on the pod. I mean, this is crazy.
It feels good, guys. And like I said earlier, this could be a losing strategy, but still one to consider.
You know, Rank, people often say that the Hail Mary parlay of the day is also a losing thing, but you know what? It did hit once, and that's all you need. Is you just need some success, and then all the haters shut up.
Just trying to follow in your footsteps, Patty.
There we go. My guy. I'm all in. I'm all in on this. I'm with you.
All right. Yeah. Well, I do have to head out. Got 150 in here on number two. but let me report back to you guys. I'll send a tweet or something to Sports Betting by Dummies on tonight's picks, and we'll see how it goes.
My guy. Yeah. Freaking love it. And good luck on the round. I appreciate you joining us mid-round.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for having me.
See you, Bob.
Goodbye.
All right. Well, that was electric. I'm a big fan of T-Rank.
That was pure electricity.
Yeah. Just coming in bringing nothing but heat. 100-mile-per-hour heat.
While on the course. That's nuts.
Yeah. All right. So we got the topic of the day covered. Let's review Celeb Bet Friday. We had one Celeb Bet. It was Disher. And it was on Gabby Thomas to win the women's 200 meters. And that event doesn't happen until August 3rd. So we will keep an eye on that one.
Love it.
All right, so now let's review our best bets from Friday. Diz did not submit a best bet on Friday like he said he would, but that's okay.
I'm sorry about that. I was on PTO. I was heading up to Chicago. You know, I actually went on FanDuel a bit. We stopped at a McDonald's on the way, and we were in line for a bit, and I was looking, and I couldn't find any juice. I couldn't find any value, and then by the time there was to move my car, like, I was already gone, and then by the time we got there, I'm assuming you had already done the pod, so that is on me. I apologize, but I'm assuming you gained ground in the units.
Well, that's where you would be wrong.
Let's go. See, maybe I just win this by not submitting best bets and just letting you crumble.
Possibly, but we will insert rules to prevent that from happening. But I went 1-2 again on Friday because Diz did not bet on Friday. He has actually now taken the lead in the best bets contest. I have lost 2.07 units, and he has only lost 1.59. So we are not exactly off to a hot start, but that's where we are. So let's get into the best bets of the night. First one, Diz, you like this one? I'm going Reds first five plus a half run versus the Cubs.
Nice. I was looking at this too. I'm curious to see what you have to say about it.
I mean, for me, everything about this is a slam dunk. So Reds are pitching a lefty, Wade Miley. He has a 2.72 ERA on the season with a 3.76 expected. He has a 2.38 ERA without the spider tack. And he has a 2.52 ERA away from home this year, which is way better than what he is at home. The Cubs are pitching righty Kyle Hendricks. He has a 3.61 ERA with a 4.69 expected. He has a 2.45 ERA without the spider tack, so a little bit worse than Miley without the spider tack. And he actually has a 3.9 ERA at home, so he is much worse at home than he is on the road. And then the Reds are 5th in the league against righties, and the Cubs are 16th in the league against lefties, and I'm getting plus half a run in the first 5 innings for the Reds. I'm going to take the Reds, even though Castellanos is still out.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to piggyback off that, but you finish your best bets because it's one of mine.
Okay. I'm going Twins full game, minus 1.5 runs versus the Tigers. Again, don't like taking full games, but when the odds are so stacked in favor of one team, sometimes you have to do what you have to do. So righty Pineda is pitching for the Twins. He has a 3.93 ERA with a 4.57 expected. And he has a 5.23 ERA without the spider tack. So some alarming stats, not great stats for the pitcher, but the righty Manning that is pitching for the Tigers is actually worse. He has a 5.79 ERA with a 5.47 expected and a 6.62 ERA without the spider tack. And then the Twins are the better hitting team. Twins are 13th against righties and the Tigers are 17th. So I'm going Twins minus 1.5 full game versus Tigers. And then my final best bet, I'm going Angels first 5 minus a half a run versus the Rockies. Both teams are pitching righties. Soon-to-be MVP Ohtani is on the mound for the Angels. He has a 3.21 ERA this season with a 3.55 expected. He does have a 4.58 ERA without the tack, which is kind of alarming, but I think he's just kind of hit a cold streak. But the main stat that I loved about Ohtani tonight is the fact that he has a home ERA this season of 1.87.
Wow.
Incredible. Another righty, Marquez, I believe it's Herman Marquez, is pitching for the Rockies. He has a 3.5 ERA with a 3.65 expected, so a little bit worse than Ohtani. He has a 1.75 ERA without the spider tech, which is phenomenal, but it's because he's a way better pitcher at home. So he actually has a 3.89 ERA away from Coors Field. So I am hoping that those splits and those stats kind of stay true to what they are. And then the icing on the cake is the Angels are 4th in the league against right-handed pitching. The Rockies are actually 16th in the league against right-handed pitching, but that does not factor in when they play away from home, and they are significantly worse away from home. There's no secret about that. So I'm taking Angels first 5 minus a half a run.
Some good shit, Patty.
I decided...
You're kind of nervous. You're pissed about me not submitting a best bet and still coming in the lead. Those were pretty solid.
Well, and if you noticed, I expanded my research a bit. So first part of the season, I was just going what their ERA is with their expected ERA on the season. Then the whole spider tack thing happened. So I shifted to just without the spider tack. Now I'm combining both into my research. So my research is developing even further. I am bringing the heat for the dog days of summer.
Love it.
All right, Diz, hit us with your best bets of the night.
Okay, I got 3 all different sports, 1 MLB, 2 Olympics. Piggybacking off Patty here, I'm going Reds, but I'm taking entire game money line. Now, I know that's a little shaky. I know our bullpen's sus, but I'm taking it. Why do you think I'm taking it, Pat?
Dude, I have no idea.
Why do you think I'm taking the full game instead of the first 5?
Because the Reds hit better later in the game.
Value.
I should have known that. I was like, what's he always talking about? Hammering the over? I was like, that doesn't make sense in this situation. But value.
Well, I kind of put you on the spot. That's tough.
I should have known value.
Anyway, sorry to put you on the spot there. But just I think with Wade Miley on the bump, I think it's kind of nuts that the Cubs are favorited.
I agree.
However, it is in Wrigley. I get it. They're the home team. It's kind of a toss-up game. But then again, what I'm also thinking is, like, half of the Cubs' starting lineup is going to get traded in a week. So, like, I don't know how you – like, no one ever tries their hardest at a job when they put their 2 weeks in. And I'm not saying these players have quit on the Cubs or anything, but just knowing you're not going to play for that team, there's no way you play as well. Or there's no way you try as hard, I should say. So, I don't know. I just love the Reds here. It is a heart pick. Everyone knows I'm a Reds fan. But winning 2 of 3 against the Cardinals was huge bounce back.
I want to talk about it.
Wade Miley on the bump. That's a good value pick to me. I was surprised to see us at plus money. So I took the entire game. First 5 might be a better play, but I wanted the value. I'm hunting the value. I have 3 best bets tonight. All of them are underdogs. That's the first one. Second one, Patty, I gave to you today. It's really tough to bet on Olympic tennis. You guys know I'm a tennis gambler. I was going to say sharp, but then I realized I lost money in Wimbledon. So we're gonna keep it moving there. But I love betting on tennis. I love watching tennis when I have money on it. But the Olympic tennis is so hard to bet on, especially early on, because some of the talent, some of the matches are just so mismatched that you can't get any good value. So I was helping Patty out complete his parlay. I was digging. Finally, I saw Zverev against Nicholas Bashvili, and they have played 3 times, okay? In 2 of those 3 matches, Bashvili has won a set in that match. And I saw the value of both players to win a set, and Zverev wins the actual match at plus 390. So, A couple clarifications. They have not played since 2019. And Zverev is a top 5 player in the world. But he was a top 10 player in the world back in 2019 when Bashvili won a set. So I'm just taking that purely off value. And also, it's just something to watch for. Everyone knows Zverev is going to win this tennis match. It's really not going to be worth watching. Unless Bashvili like goes up a break, might win a tiebreak or something like that. But I just thought that's cool to bet on. Might be fun to watch. And I'm riding Bashvili to win 1 set. That is my second best bet. And then my third best bet, shout out to my roommate, Matty Ice. He gave me this one with a late text today. He says, Katie Ledecky, best female swimmer of all time, is plus 340 tonight in the 200-meter freestyle. And she just got silver the race yesterday. So he's thinking she's going to be pissed off. She's the underdog now. I think I'm hammering her at plus 340. So that is a lot of value. If any of those best bets hit, Patty, you might be absolutely fucked. I'm jumping your ass in the standings.
Well, you already jumped my ass in the standings, so that's hard to go with that. But all great best bets, and I want to comment on all of them, if I may.
Absolutely, go.
So your point about the Cubs is terrific. The Cubs are dangerously close to a full sell-off. They already started. They already sold Jock Peterson to the Braves. The next domino to fall would have to be Rizzo or Bryant, I think. And they're their two best hitters. And I think, and I thought this weekend, I said, if the Cardinals swept the Cubs, which they should have, I thought that might have been the light the fire kind of like start the free sale, right?
Yep.
If they get swept by the Reds in Wrigley, I mean the trade deadline's Friday, right?
Yep.
If they play Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Wednesday's that third final game of the series, I don't know. They might play 4 and they might play Thursday. I mean, what's a better signal to sell your team than getting swept by your division rival at home? Start the rebuilding process. Start the fire sale, you know?
Sure.
Second thing. So I don't even know how to say that tennis guy's name. Zverev?
Zverev against Bashvili.
Yeah. So you told me that, and I saw the plus 390, and I got super excited, and so I included it in my original Hail Mary parlay of the day. The problem, though, was the fact that the game, that match doesn't actually happen until tomorrow. So,
oh shit, bub, my bad.
All my Hail Mary parlays all happened that same night, but I do have a 10-leg parlay with that one included for tonight. So I got 9 legs tonight and another leg tomorrow, and that like nets me like $3,000 plus if that thing hits.
I swear, bro, if you hit the first 9 and then Zverev wins in straight sets, oh my god, I would feel so, I might just have to quit the pod.
And here's another thing. So that means I would hit 9 legs of my other Hail Mary parlay that I have going tonight with the 10th leg that's actually tonight. And so if I hit the 9 for tonight, hopefully I would hit 10 tonight, and then I could just very easily probably cash out tomorrow. Because I think tomorrow night at 10 p.m. is like when that tennis match happens. So definitely have me on like cash out watch if I hit the first 9 legs tonight.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And then, you know, a lot of people are kind of mirroring your thoughts on Ledecky, and I, to be honest, I'm concerned. I think a lot of these swimmers are very specialized. So Ledecky did get silver in the 400 meter, which I bet her to win gold. So that sucks. But I believe she broke the world record, or like the Olympic record, in the 1500 not too long ago. I just don't know that she has the juice to do it. You know, but it'll be interesting. Did you see the Australian girl that beat Ledecky in the 400? Did you see her coach afterwards? I think we lost Diz.
I'm in the Whiteland dead spot.
Ah, classic. Well, anyways, for those that didn't see, the Australian coach for the Olympic swimmer that beat Ledecky in the 400. I mean, he was absolutely electric. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you see me like when I'm playing NHL with the boys and we get a goal and I'm just going nuts. But I mean, dude was pure electricity. But I am concerned with Ledecky doing the 200 just because she's more of a long distance swimmer. And I think she focuses more on that. But and if she lost the 400, you know, 200 is obviously a faster sprint than that. But it's anyone's match. I mean, it's the Olympics. Of course, Ledecky can win. She is the greatest in the world. So I hope that pulls off for you. Now, one of the legs in my Hail Mary parlay of the day is Ryan Murphy to win the 100 meter backstroke tonight at plus 160 odds. And shout out the Hammer Down boys. If you parlay Ryan Murphy to win the 100 meter backstroke and Katie Ledecky to win the 200 meter, that's like plus 1,000 odds for a 2-leg of two of the greatest swimmers in USA history. So
what's
if you're feeling,
what's Ryan Murphy's value straight up, like plus 200 then or something?
Plus 160.
Okay, that's pretty good.
So if you're really feeling America and you want some good value and you just want to root on the Americans tonight, parlay those two together, get plus 1,000, and then just cheer on America tonight. All right, Diz, it's time for the Hail Mary parlay of the day. Now, I told you that I have like a plus $3,000 one on for 9 of these legs for tomorrow. So what are you guessing that the one for today is?
$1?
$1.
To win $1,431, Bob.
Remarkably close. It's $1 to win $1,551.26. Now, disclaimer, because there was only 8 baseball games to bet on, I did have to take a game that started at 5:10 and we're already like halfway through it. It is the game 1 of the Braves-Mets doubleheader. And I chose Braves money line, and they are actually up 1-0, I believe, in like the 3rd inning. So hopefully that one comes home for your boy. And the rest of these you can jump on. I'm going Twins minus 1.5 full game versus the Tigers. Angels first 5 minus half run versus the Rockies. Mariners first 5 plus half run versus the Astros. Red Sox first 5 minus half run versus the Blue Jays. Reds first 5 plus a half versus the Cubs. White Sox first 5 money line versus the Royals. and then Nationals first five money line versus the Phillies. And then I got two Olympics picks for you. I already told you one, Ryan Murphy to win the 100 meter backstroke in swimming. And then this one, Diz, this was my random shot in the dark that I had to take to complete this 10 legs at minus 130 odds or worse. I took Krejcikova in women's tennis to win in straight sets 2-0.
Is she playing?
I don't know what her name is. Let's see here.
Is it harder to pronounce than Krejcikova?
It might be. The only reason I know Krejcikova is because she did so well in Wimbledon, right?
She won the Australian Open.
That's what it was, Australian Open. That was close. Sorry, I have to log into my FanDuel account real quick. This is good podcasting.
Podcast, yeah.
Yep. Yep. We get it. We're professionals at this point. Nope, that's my $3,000. And actually, Des, it's $3,707 for the one tomorrow. Krejcikova is playing Belinda Bencic.
Never heard of her.
Perfect.
What country is she from? What country is she from? Do you know?
Don't look it up
if it's not right in front of you.
Yeah, I don't know, unfortunately. But yeah, so there you have it. If all of those come home, I get $15,000 today, plus $2,750 from Pat McAfee's crew, plus I'm 9 legs into 10 leg parlay for $3,700 tomorrow. So some life-changing money on the line for your boy tonight.
Absolutely, Bob.
All right, Diz, anything you want to get off your chest before we wrap this up?
I'm just absolutely buzzing about the golf. I believe it starts Wednesday because they're ahead of day.
I think that's correct, yeah.
Is that correct? So, like, it technically starts Thursday, but it's Wednesday for us over in the United States.
Is it a four-day event like normal golf tournaments?
Yes, yes.
Ooh.
Just a four-day normal event. I don't think there's a cut. I don't think there's a cut, but I obviously top three get medals. And I just remember from the last Olympics, like, it's really cool down the finish because, like, it's not just the first place that everyone cares about. Like, it's really cool to, like, watch and see people fight tooth and nail for a third place. And, like, I'm just thinking if Siwoo Kim or Sung Jae-im,
oh my god,
is like has a putt to get bronze or something, and it's literally like to be in the military or not to be in the military, it's just at pure electricity. I'm super pumped for the golf. I don't think Pat, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think you can bet on anything outside the outright winner at this point.
I believe that is correct,
which is kind of shitty. I wish there were medal finishes you could bet on, but nonetheless, I'm excited for golf. And I'll have to tweet those out because we're not going to have a pod this Wednesday.
Correct. If you want me to get those out early, we can.
Okay. I might just take like one or two guys that I either want to see win or have good value. So,
like, other than Sung Jae or Siwoo?
I'll probably put an outright pick on Sung Jae, and then I'll probably put an outright pick on someone I actually think is going to win for like logical gambling reasons.
I definitely already put an outright on Siwoo and Sung Jae. So
let's go. I might do that too. You know why, Pat?
Bet together, win together, baby.
Goddamn right.
And I had to tell Mike about that on Friday's episode. He clearly did not listen to the episode where we talked about that before. So now he's in on it too. So that's great stuff.
Love it.
Now I have something, and this is not the wrap up, but I just think we need to acknowledge the fact that T-Rank might be replacing Sunshine.
I would like be against you saying that, except I just don't think Sunshine wants to be on it anymore.
I don't think he wanted to be on it in the first place, and we kind of forced him into it. So
we're not like cutting anyone from the pod. I think he's welcome to come on whenever. I just don't think he's going to. What I will say is that was an absolute heat check. First inning home run for Rankel. That was unbelievable.
Yeah. Talk about all the runs in the first inning.
Goddamn right. But, you know, we take no runs second inning, so.
Bingo. All right. Thank you all for listening. Remember to check us out on Twitter and Instagram at SportsBetByDumb. And remember, we are adjusting to a new schedule, Monday, Thursday, Friday episodes. So don't be looking for us Wednesday. We will tweet out picks on Wednesday if Diz wants to get some golf picks in and anything like that. And we still tweet our picks every single day. The Hail Mary Parlay Day is out there every day. We also post it on Instagram. So don't worry, you'll still get plenty of us. We just won't have an episode on Wednesday. So we will see you all on Thursday to discuss the NBA draft. See ya.